Chapter 1, Skillful Pain Management. This is a companion workbook to Healing Power, 10 Steps to Pain Management, and Spiritual Evolution Revised. Here you will find a summary of that work with some additional principles and tools. Ideally, one would read Healing Power Revised first, but this is not a must. These two books can be used separately or together. The goal is the same: skillful pain management, expansion of healing power, and spiritual evolution. This is a pain management workbook. Life is painful. Pain is complex, tricky, and difficult to master. We need all the help we can get. In this workbook, we will study the complexities of pain, see how it works, and offer a variety of methods and qualities to help us respond skillfully. Here you will find a composite of healing principles extracted from the great wisdom traditions and organized into steps and tools designed to help you turn the table on your pain so it becomes your ally rather than your enemy. You will learn how to make your pain work for rather than against you. You will learn how to be a more skillful pain manager. You will learn how to make medicine out of your pain. Our pain can be physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual, in any combination, and sometimes all at once. It can be overwhelming. Everyone gets a turn. No one is immune. We all suffer. Painful problems of body, mind, and soul take over and steal the peace. We find ourselves caught in a web of pain. We don't know how we got there, and we don't know how to get out. At some point in our lives, most of us turn to short-term remedies that provide temporary relief but ultimately add to our pain. Alcohol, drugs, food, sex, materialism, power, gambling, and the like. Because we manage our pain unskillfully, we find ourselves in more trouble. Poorly handled problems are a source of untold difficulty. If only there were a way to reduce our suffering rather than compounding it. There is. We can learn how to become more skillful pain managers. Here's how. Pain is comprised of two layers: the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We cannot control the inevitable suffering of life, but we can control how we respond to it. We are afraid of suffering, disease, disability, change, the unknown, and death. This mental distress slows down the healing process and makes the pain worse. When disease persists, we can learn to slow down and relax so we stay in charge and get our lives back. Every painful problem has a mental component because it must pass through the mind. And the mind can make the problem worse by responding with one of its negative habit patterns, or it can contain, reduce, and sometimes completely eliminate the problem. The methods taught here help us restructure the mind's habitual negative responses into positive healing qualities. We learn how to control pain so pain does not control us. This workbook recommends active practice of a variety of spiritually oriented methods we can turn to when our doctors and other healthcare professionals are unable to solve our problems and relieve our pain entirely. These methods are intended to supplement, not replace, existing components of our treatment regime such as medication, acupuncture, massage, diet, exercise, herbs, vitamins, counseling, psychotherapy, and so forth. The methods do not require professional attention. They are self-help, self-healing methods. We practice them on our own or with like-minded peers. This workbook will show you how to use these methods to nurture healing qualities that activate the mind-body connection and produce palpable changes in your response to your pain. How you manage your pain will determine whether you move forward backward, or stay stuck in this life. By reading this workbook and putting its exercises into practice, you will learn what to do and what not to do to more skillfully manage your reaction to pain. But this is more than just a pain management workbook. Throughout this work, you will learn about the intimate relationship between pain and love. Skillful pain management inevitably leads to expansion of healing power and spiritual evolution. That is to say, if you learn to be a more skillful pain manager, you're going to love more. You will feel better, you will become a better person, and you may even experience higher states of consciousness. If you have finally had enough suffering, if you have a passionate desire to change, and if you're ready to do some work, this model answers the call. Read on, and you will find a host of profoundly important universal spiritual principles, methods, and qualities you can use for full recovery and deep healing. You will find 15 proven methods from ancient wisdom and modern science designed to help you crack open the shell of religion to release its pearls of wisdom, hidden secrets, and soothing healing powers. And you will find an arsenal of 100 healing qualities that add up to love. I capitalize the word love here to emphasize its divine nature. You can use these qualities for protection, guidance, and wisdom. The qualities will help you manage your pain or problem, any pain or problem. And with the cultivation of these qualities, you will be ready for anything that life throws at you, even the most brutal of realities. In summary, this workbook addresses the inevitable suffering of life that cannot be eliminated by the medical model. We look at every domain of pain, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, and spiritual, and offer a host of techniques to manage that pain skillfully. The supreme goal is to become an ever-increasingly skillful pain manager and expand our love until it is unconditional, one day at a time, for the rest of our lives. Here you will find a host of tools you can use when the going gets rough. The rest is up to you. You can take it as far as you wish, and the payoff is as big as you want it to be.